I think an interesting element of the training at 3CR is that it's individualised and it depends on the person that's being the trainer, or I don't really like the word mentor, but I guess it is a kind of mentoring system. The good thing about that is that it's really flexible to understanding what people's prior knowledge is, where their interest lies, and, you know, if someone's struggling with a particular concept, then, you know, there's the time to go back over it and to, you know, really sort it out and, you know, help people move through that difficulty. In a more formal environment, people get left behind, and I think that in that formal environment, often it's the people that feel underconfident, or often the quieter women that are sitting there going, oh, I don't want to ask a question because people will think that I'm stupid. So I think that mentoring system really helps facilitate the same policy as, you know, in the station, you know, of providing a space for people that are, you know, otherwise
ignored, neglected, yeah, left out, all of that. And I think also the diversity of broadcasts that happens here is really great too. So, you know, when you're learning how to mix a live to air, it might be, you know, a microphone and a guitar. It could be a whole band. It could be a choir. It could be, you know, a range of different instruments. I don't know what's the strangest instrument you've ever mic'd up.
Well, there was this one time when someone brought in a pumpkin and played that. That was quite amazing. And
so how do you play a pumpkin?
It was interesting. It was more of a gourd type instrument, mm-hmm. Which was great. And there was also some bells on feet, I think. That same musician had bells on the feet. But yeah, and then, you know, everything from jazz to experimental to, you know, pretty straight kind of rock and roll. I certainly had a fantastic time when I first was learning here, just seeing the diversity of musicians that came through. And we had a range of people that had never been in a radio station before, and that was fantastic. You know, I used to have this kind of spiel about welcome to community radio, this is what it's like to be on air, this is the on-air studio where, you know, you've got 20 minutes to set up, I'm going to do a mic check for you, you can have a listen, and, you know, sort of talk about, you know, what we do here at 3CR, and I thought that was a great opportunity to, you know, to share what we do here with people that, you know, had never set foot in a studio before. It was great. Yeah, and then on the other side of that, you'd have people that had been, you know, playing live to air in a variety of radio stations and on stage and everything for years and years. And that was also a really great experience for me to, you know, be extending myself to understand, you know, how to mix people that absolutely know what they're doing and will tell you where to put the mic and, you know, and managing that as well. That's a whole different skill set too. So, yeah, I had a fantastic time, and the pumpkin certainly sticks in my mind.
Meg, that makes me think about the, you know, broadcast in the courtyard here at 3CR.
Yeah.
And then, you know, some of the amazing outside broadcasts that 3CR has done down at East Swanson Dock for the MUA dispute, in various prisons around, you know, the state, different Survival Day broadcasts, NAIDOC.
Tanami Way, Malbohina.
Yes, all that kind of stuff that really stretches a station's capacity, but also stretches a technician's capacity to deal with the elements, the weather, the space that you're in, the acoustics of the space that you're in, which would have been, you know, amazing. Mm. It's broadcast down at the protests, like at the S11 and Occupy Melbourne, all those kinds of spaces doing that kind of, having techs there assisting broadcasters doing that kind of stuff.
And we were one of the first stations to start doing broadcasts wirelessly as well, so over the internet, which was one of the reasons why I ended up getting a job at SBS, was because I had this new technology skill that some of the technicians at SBS hadn't had access to. And so, you know, people think of 3CR as, or community radio as being, you know, potentially a little bit behind technology-wise. But in actual fact, we were trialling new technology and mixing and matching technology as well. So not only did we have this brand new technology when I first started doing OBs, but we also, you know, still had record players and still had, we have record players again now because it's cool. But, but you know, there was this whole mix of equipment, and some of it worked and some of it didn't work. And so learning how to troubleshoot and, you know, make do. I remember we had a broadcast at a prison one year and we lost power. So I realised that we actually didn't need mains power to continue broadcasting for a little while because we had the battery from the laptop, which would run the digital sound card. And so as long as the laptop had battery, we could have two mics going. So I quickly repatched everything and we stayed on air for an extra
half amazing.
An hour or so. Yeah, yeah.
And then the power came back on.
And then the power came back on. So, yeah. So, you know, I think that 3CR is incredible for producing techs that have this wide variety of skills.
And also challenging people's ideas about sound and what is music and what is listenable music. And I've certainly had conversations with programmers here kind of going, what is that going to air?
Is that static or is that a song?
You know, explaining that this is a different genre of music and we embrace all genres of music. And really, like you said before, some music makers, it's the first time their music's ever gone to air, that they've been...
That's a real privilege.
Absolutely.
As well, to be that station that puts that music to air for the first time. And yeah, sorry.
Well, no, it challenges everyone's ideas about what music is. And, you know, if we've got classical music programs, we've got traditional jazz programs, but then we've got programs that really are pushing the boundaries, and they all are respectful of each other. And I think that is what attracts new program makers to a place like 3CR, because there is the capacity to go outside the station and broadcast in the street, you know, at Friends of the Earth for breakfast, out in a park, that this place is not, you know, traditional in that sense of this is how broadcast gets made.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's a really excellent point to make, Libby. I think, yeah, it's really unusual for a station to be willing to take that risk and to be supportive, not only willing to take it, but to be supportive and embrace that risk as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think of all the bigger stations in the sector, 3CR really is the one of the ones that has pioneered that idea about going out into the street and being amongst, you know, having that ambient sound of being in a rally or something. You know, I felt when all the digital stuff came in, digital phones and all of that, I felt really sad because we lost the really amazing sound of helicopters in the air because there was all that, the mobile phone would break that sound up and it would sound like choppy, dropping out and all of that. And it was like, oh, that amazing sound of a chopper overhead really takes you to a place. And if you're at home listening, anyway, maybe they've fixed that now. I'm a complete Luddite, so I've got no idea. But I can remember that happening and kind of going, oh, we're straddling these two different ways of making sound or of listening to sound and changing how we hear sound.
Yeah. No, I remember mixing at a broadcast from the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre once, and I remember getting a text or a phone call from Greg, who was at the station monitoring it, saying, can you get an effects mic? Can you get some more of the sound? It sounds too clean. You sound like you could be in a studio. And I was like, oh, I thought that's what I should be mixing for. You know, I thought that a good, clean, clear signal with no other noise. And he's like, no. You know, give me a bit more atmosphere. I want to feel that I'm there. I want to know that you're not in the studio. I want to know that you're in this special place doing this special broadcast.
And you want to hear the people in the next room eating their lunch.
Yeah.
You know, they provide meals and all of that at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre. And you want to hear that.
Yeah.
The sounds of talking and laughter behind you.
Yeah.
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 You know, I wasn't around when that decision was made to stay at AM, but I would hear people talk, lament the fact that 3CR stayed on AM. And I think, you know, some of that constancy of 3CR, you know, we're on this path, we're going to stick to it, has really proved to be very wise decision making. Because we didn't fall apart, we didn't die when all those other stations switched over. You know, we've probably got a better field, I guess, in terms of not being crowded out by a whole heap of other stuff. Yeah. Although that could reveal my ignorance about the whole thing.
No. I think that there was a moment when, you know, phones had FM radios in them. Like mobile phones had FM radios, but they didn't have AM. Mm. And I think so there was a moment maybe when AM stations suffered because of that. But I think that moment has passed.
Yes, indeed.